coming soon to own on video and DVD.
In a world where one man has seen every movie, there's one woman who's seen hardly any. Together, this unlikely duo must review all the best films she's never seen. Starring Jack Spade as the hero we didn't ask for.
Okay, I don't want to freak out or nothing here, but we just got confirmation of the 616, y'all.
And Leanne Foster as the damsel who doesn't know shit.
And I...
yeah.
...will always love you.
Huntsville Home Video.
Life is a great big hang-up. Wherever there's a hang-up, you'll find a Spider-Man.
Now playing.
New year, new movie reviews, same two fucking dickheads.
That's not new.
Welcome to Huntsville Home Video for 2022. Mm-hmm. We are back on our Marvel bullshit.
I know.
It's been so long.
For a double feature week. It's exciting.
I know. Mm-hmm. My name is Jack Spade. Across from me, Leanne Foster. How are you, chum?
I'm doing good. How are you in the new year?
Well, so far.
You all right?
We had a tornado scare.
Right? Yeah, you bitched out. You stayed home because of tornadoes and didn't go to a concert.
Yeah, you went to a Seven Dust concert during a tornado warning. I hunkered down in the closet like a bitch.
Bitch.
Pusser.
Yeah, no, I parked underground. That was my logic. I went to the underground parking deck and I told my mom, we're fine. I'm parked underground, bro.
This would require some just instant thinking mm-hmm. on the band's part, but you went to go see Seven Dust last night. How
yes.
great would it have been? Because you said you at the venue, they moved you into a different part of the venue.
Like, for a moment, for like 10, 15 minutes, and then they moved us back.
How awesome would it be if Seven Dust just decided, you know what, get everyone in the underground parking lot, bring some amps, we're going to record a live album during a tornado. Fuck, it's going triple platinum.
That is fucking rad.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would have been amazing.
Just like they
oh,
start
that's a jam.
They start playing Black with the tornado sirens going in the background.
Oh my
shit,
God.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would have been great.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I was in a closet trying to corral a wild dog.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
You went so far as to get in a closet?
Well, we like actually had tornado sirens going off in our neighborhood. Winds were whipping around pretty heavy. Yeah. In hindsight, I was just like, fucking take me.
Did you grow up with tornadoes?
I don't know
that part of the world.
Yeah, there are tornadoes that come through that area,
okay.
But more often than not, they go through the middle of an empty fucking field.
Okay. All right.
So I do remember one year when I was younger, there were three funnel clouds coming down
Ooh.
At the same time. I'm like, oh, this is going to be bad. But then they just dissipated.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
I forget what year it was, but like in the 50s or 60s, there was like a massive tornado that ripped through Fargo. They always talk about that. They mm-hmm. always talk about that in the newspapers up there in the summer months. And then they talk about the great blizzard of maybe 67 or mm-hmm. something like that in the winter months. And they always show the same picture. And it's a dude standing on a snowbank that went almost to the top of a light electrical
utility
power
pole?
Cable. Yeah, utility poles.
Ugh.
That's how much it snows there sometimes.
That place sounds terrible. I mean, not to shit on where you're from, but fuck that place.
Let me shit on where I'm from. Fuck that place.
Was it in the negative 30s right now?
It is. Yeah.
Fuck that place. People were not supposed to set up town there.
No.
They were not supposed to develop those lands.
No.
Okay. They were supposed to just be winter wonderlands, and that's it.
And it's not even like the housing is cheap up there. The housing
right.
market up there is way more expensive than it is down here in a place with a much more tolerable climate.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
It sure is.
Fuck your hometown.
Fuck my hometown. But thank you to all our Fargo listeners.
Yeah. I mean, if you're there, I mean, it sucks for you, but appreciate you taking the time to listen because you can't go outside because it's negative 30.
You live in a place where the air hurts your face. We're just a podcast that might occasionally hurt your feelings.
Occasionally.
I mean, depending on how sensitive you are.
Like, right.
If you're going to get defensive about your friends picking on you for sitting in a closet during a fucking storm, like, this probably isn't the podcast for you.
Look, you missed a good show.
That's what
it
I
was
hear.
Great.
I did see
really
some.
Good.
I did see some Facebook posts that I was looking at in between weather updates from the local news station.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I didn't know what the weather was going to do until I was already on the road.
That's
and
awesome.
Then the emergency alert went through my car, and I was like, "I'm dying! This is it.
Yeah,
this is some feature on this car that tells me when it's about to blow up." Or somehow I'm going to get shot. I don't fucking know. We're gone.
This could have been a solo podcast today.
It could have been.
It could have been.
It could have been.
Mm-mm-mm.
Probably would be a lot better if it was.
Oh. No, that's not true. Everyone is here because they've been clamoring. They've been jonesing. They've been sending us messages through our social media accounts. They want to know what Leanne Foster thinks about Spider-Man Far From Home, a movie that we were supposed to talk about like forever ago.
Right.
But you know what? We do things on our own time here.
We do. We set you up and then we decide, no, we're not going to do that. AKA we forgot about it. And then and then we eventually got around to it.
Yeah.
What did I think of Spider-Man? Which one did I watch? Far From Home?
Yes, we're talking about Far From Home today.
There's a lot going on with Spider-Man right now, and so I don't remember which is which.
That's fair. We got Spider-Man Far From Home is what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. We're also going to talk about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse on Thursday.
That's the other one.
2022, right out of the gate, a two-banger. We're giving you two episodes this week.
Bang, bang!
Because we love you.
We do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love Spider-Man Far From Home. I think it's a jam. I am not disappointed at all. I like the plot. I like how it looks. I like that Jake Gyllenhaal's in it. I like that we get some Spider-Man, Peter Parker, and MJ finally getting together. I thought it was a good movie.
You do love you some Spider-Man.
I do love Tom Holland as Spider-Man. He's adorable.
You're so gleeful.
Tom Holland is just delightful.
He really is.
He's a delightful person. He's just super cute. And like, have you seen like him like channeling Robert Downey Jr. during this press tour with the new Spider-Man? It's just adorable to me. I can't even take it.
Did you ever watch that show Hot Ones?
No.
Do you know what it is?
No.
It's a show on YouTube where the celebrities just eat hot wings.
Yes.
And then, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Tom Holland was on that recently and fucking adorable.
Yeah.
He almost accidentally grabbed the hottest wing first.
I did see little clips from it. I know what you're talking about now.
And he was just like, oh, thank you so much for like telling me I grabbed the wrong wing. That could have been very bad. Oh, that wouldn't have been nice at all.
Oh, bollocks. He's adorable.
Right? So adorable.
So cute and pure. It's pure. Is what it is.
He is.
It's so pure.
He is very pure.
Yes.
He was on, I also saw a clip of him from the Graham Norton show, which cracked me
up.
Yes. Where he was like, my dad has this thing where he's just like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
He's just like, he has this phrase and he's just like, you know, if I'm being a certain way, if I'm being a bit dickish. Yeah. He's like, oh, you're being such a movie star. And I said, well, I am now.
Yeah. Like, he's like, he used to piss me off and now I'm just like, well, I am.
Yeah. Fucking Spider-Man. Fucking get it.
He is adorable.
Yeah.
And I liked this movie.
Very good.
I'm all for it. Do you like it?
I love it.
Okay. All right. Good. Ooh, good. I was like, you hadn't really said anything. And I was like, oh, shit. I'm just like, we got into Tom Holland. I was like, wait a minute. How do you feel about the movie?
No, I just like to wind you up and let you go.
Yeah.
And then, and then we'll talk about the movie. But I liked it. This, of course, was the, you got to remember, this was the first MCU movie after Endgame.
Right.
So after, like, all that emotional baggage that just got, you know, dropped off at the end of those 3 hours and some odd minutes, you know, we're looking for a little breath of fresh air. We're looking for a little something. We're like, okay, what's going to happen next? So that's what I was most excited for in seeing this movie.
Isn't this the movie that the trailer spoiled Endgame? Or what was it that it spoiled and people were pissed? Like, didn't the trailer came out like shortly after Endgame? And then like people were like, I didn't know somebody died. Like, was this it?
I don't recall. There was,
do you remember that.
That
controversy?
No.
I think that was a thing that happened.
Because I think this was probably a few months after Endgame.
Right. But there were people who were pissed because they hadn't seen Endgame yet.
Mm. Well, that's
like they didn't go. That's really their fault.
It is.
I feel like I remember this happening, or am I? Is this a Mandela effect?
Maybe.
What's happening?
Perhaps.
I remember this, though. We'll do some investigating because I like to prove if I'm right. If I don't say anything, then I know I'm wrong. You'll know I'm wrong. But
no, I mean, it is definitely possible. Mm-hmm. But here's the other thing about spoiler culture. All right. Now, I prefer to go see a movie like this or the big Marvel movies, the TV shows that go week to week that are, oh, what's going to happen this week? Is someone going to die this week? Like your Game of Thrones, you're at a certain point, like The Walking Dead, you know, like the MCU Disney Plus stuff. I like to watch that as soon as possible.
You have to watch it immediately.
And if I don't, I stay the hell off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm on the internet for some reason and I get spoiled accidentally, I'm like, well, that's my fault for going on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I should have just stayed off Facebook because there are trolls on Facebook and people want to spoil shit immediately.
But like, fuck you if you do that, okay?
Yeah.
Fuck those people.
Fuck you if you do that. Also, you know what you're getting into if you go on Facebook.
Right. Fuck you if you didn't take proper precaution.
That's right.
And then you got something spoiled for you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like that too with shows. I was like, oh, if I know I'm not going to watch it the immediate time it comes out, I'm not going on Facebook.
You're over on this side, you're evil sons of bitches. Over on this side, you're dumb sons of bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Which son of a bitch are you going to be?
Right. Exactly. That's all life is just figuring out what type of a son of a bitch are you going to be for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shit. I feel like we chose a good side, whichever side we're on.
I mean, we, you know, we flow like water.
Right.
Sometimes we're evil sons of bitches. Sometimes we're dumb sons of bitches.
That's the talent. That's the true talent.
That's the true talent. Also, it's a part of our charm and hypocrisy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Welcome to Huntsville Home Video.
New year, new movie reviews.
Same bullshit.
Same couple of fucking dickheads. No, I really dug Spider-Man Far From Home. I
feel like it's a good movie for after Endgame.
It was.
It held up.
It held up. It wasn't as heavy as it could have been. It was a little more light. It was a little more upbeat. You know, we got to see Spider-Man kind of step out on his own. I will say the one minor little nitpick complaint, kind of whatever. And this is just more comic booky bullshit for me. They really set up Peter Parker kind of to be the next Tony Stark. Whereas in the comics, he really is like your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. He's like a street level, just a kid with a spandex suit.
Right.
Who just happens to be really smart, can engineer his own web shooters and shit.
Okay.
And I liked that part of the character, you know, like that in the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man and the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man, they kind of kept him a little more grounded.
Right.
This one, they made him a lot more tech based. He was relied on tech a lot more, you know, the Tony Stark stuff. I didn't hate it by any means, but I'm just like, you know, if you ever wanted to bring him back to like ground level.
Understandable. Mm-hmm. I liked it though, because I was like, you deserve it. You deserve it, Peter Parker.
Yep.
You're not gonna abuse it. You're not gonna misuse it. I believe in you.
You're gonna do right by Tony. I know you will.
At least for the first few years before you get a big head about yourself and then you fuck up. But you're gonna try. You're gonna try to do the right thing.
Yeah. you're gonna leave MJ for the next hot thing, and you're probably gonna develop a coke problem, but it's not really gonna matter.
No, don't say that. Don't speak that into existence.
Oh man. Well, you want to get into it?
Sure.
Let's rock and roll. Let's get into Spider-Man Far From Home.
We start in Mexico, far from our home.
Yes.
I don't know how far Mexico is from here.
Too
far for me.
I don't know. You ever been to Mexico?
No. I've never been out of the country.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Is that shocking to you?
No.
Yeah.
There it is.
Now
that I think
there it is. I don't own a passport. I don't know what would happen. And then I'm like, I've never been anywhere, but I feel like maybe I need to get a passport just in case. Like, what if something pops up and I just have to pop out of the country? Like, these are the things I worry about. It's like real stupid shit. But anyway, have you been to Mexico?
Very briefly.
What did you do? Oh, what did you do?
I was actually
visiting. Were you selling cocaine?
I was picking up cocaine.
Understandable.
Yeah.
That's right. It's brought here to America.
No, I was visiting a friend down in Arizona, and he's like, hey, Mexican border is like 2 hours from here. You want to go check it out? And I was like, sure. I've never been.
Mm-hmm.
And we just went down, had some killer tacos, went across the border. Getting across the border fucking easy as shit.
Understandable.
Like, in the movies, it's always like some big to-do. It's always like a Mission Impossible type event. We just walked through a door.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
No shit.
I was like, huh.
Did you show your passport to anyone?
On the way back in.
On the way, we go.
Like, you go into Mexico, and fucking no one gives a shit.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in, you buy some overly priced fucking trinkets that they want to sell to the American, stupid American tourists.
Knickknacks.
Yeah. And then getting into Mexico, 30 seconds. Getting out of Mexico, about 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
They're checking IDs. They're checking you. They're making sure you ain't got no...
But wait a minute. What if you didn't have your shit when you went over, and then you didn't have it when you were coming back over? What would have happened?
What do you mean?
Did anybody check your passport? You said they didn't check your passport until you came back into America.
I didn't even have a passport.
Oh, how did this happen?
Because like, I think you only have to have a passport if you're flying. Because you go through.
Oh, that's a thing?
Yeah.
I don't know how the world works. What the fuck? Then why have them?
Well, maybe you do now. I don't know. Because I haven't been outside the country since then. That was probably.
You just needed an ID?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just showed them my ID and they asked me a bunch of questions and go on about your day, sir.
Huh.
Yeah, welcome back to the U.S.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then nothing to go in there.
No.
That's fascinating.
It was one of those, you know, those steel, like, revolving doors?
Yeah.
That was it. I was like, the movies led me to believe that if you were a criminal and needed to cross the border into Mexico, this was going to be a lot more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
No, apparently you just go a couple, you know, 100 miles outside Phoenix, go down the Mexican border, you sneak right in.
Mm.
No one fucking said a fucking thing.
Mm.
Now, again, maybe that's changed over the years, but yeah, back then, just whoo.
Maybe this is why we needed the wall.
Yeah, but maybe. Can't let all these gringos just walking all willy-nilly.
Do you really want all these white people? I mean, come on.
Right?
Build the walls. Protect yourself from us.
Man, Mexico has a white problem. All these gringos coming down here eating our fucking good-ass tacos.
Yeah, they don't fucking know.
Nah.
Fuck these whites. Fuck these whites. We are in Mexico, and it is a destroyed town that I cannot pronounce, but I just know it's Mexico. And we get Nick Fury. Amen. I needed some Nick Fury in my life. It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
And Hill, right?
Maria Hill.
Maria Hill. And they are there in the town, and they're saying there was a cyclone there with a face. And then, bam, we get some Jake Gyllenhaal. A beautiful specimen.
Big Jake fan, are you?
I love Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
I find him very attractive. Yes.
I can't remember if we've talked about this or not, but did you know that Jake Gyllenhaal was almost Spider-Man?
I feel like I heard this somewhere.
So when Tobey Maguire was about to start filming Spider-Man 2, his back was all messed up, and they legitimately didn't know if he was going to come back for the movie. Jake Gyllenhaal was poised, ready to swoop in.
Oh.
And be your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Ooh. He can be my friendly neighborhood anything.
Yeah?
Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal's hot. And he's being mistreated by fucking Taylor Swift, and I don't like it. That bitch is capitalizing off of a breakup to make herself money. Fuck you, you white bitch. Fuck out of here.
You trash.
You did it. You did an album, and you said your piece and whatever, and now you're looping back around to go through it all again? Fuck you.
It's been a while. Should we start out the new year by putting Taylor Swift on our enemies list?
Look, I will jam to some Taylor Swift, okay?
All right.
I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
There's some shit that I'm like, that's catchy, that's good, but I don't like her overall MO.
Okay.
I don't like it, and I feel like if she ever thought you crossed her, she'd be a real big bitch.
Hmm.
I'll put her on the enemies list.
Boom.
Taylor Swift's on the enemy list. I don't like how you conduct yourself, ma'am.
Clean it up.
Do better.
Clean it up.
Do better. Soul search with your two fucking cats. Get out of here for a minute, and then you can come back and have a better attitude.
Mm.
Quit capitalizing off this breakup that happened years ago.
Taylor Swift, your no friend to Huntsville Home Video.
Mm-mm.
Officially on the enemies list.
On the enemies list. Bitch.
It's going to be a good year.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good year. Yeah, I'm glad we brought the enemies list back. We hadn't touched that in a while.
It's been a minute.
And I thought we got soft. I was like, oh, shit, we've gotten soft.
2021 broke us down a little bit.
It did.
We're coming back like just grizzled.
We're fighting, bro.
Yep.
We're swinging out of this corner.
Yeah.
And Jake Gyllenhaal is fighting a big fucking rock now. The bam, the credits. And I
yeah.
will always love you. I will always love you.
Jesus.
Damn.
We're good.
We just got on some people's enemies list.
Uh-huh.
You should see that beautiful note here in the audio that's rolling. That is really fucking funny. Just this chunk of shittiness, just like.
Just this chunk of shittiness.
Right across the screen.
That's going to be the new tagline, Huntsville Home Video. Just a chunk of shittiness.
Yep, that's where it is. That's right where we lie.
Yep. That is our home. We have a futon there.
Uh-huh. A futon. Not even a real bed.
Nah.
Just a couch. A fucking futon.
Yep.
The most terrible thing on the planet. So we get the credits. I Will Always Love You, and it's an in memoriam for the Avengers we've lost.
All done to, like, shitty high school...
Yes.
Video editing.
Because it's the announcements
yep.
at the high school. And it's Iron Man and Black Widow and Captain America.
Mm.
God damn it. That hit me hard. That hit me a little hard. I wasn't expecting it, you know?
Still, also, side note, in the MCU, we have not received proper confirmation that Steve Rogers is dead.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I know there's some other stuff that you haven't seen yet. And they talk about that. They're like, you know, oh, now that Steve is gone or whatever, now that Steve isn't here. Like, they say it very loosely, very like, oh, he could be gone in the I have retired sense because I'm 100 years old or the, you know, like dead sense. They haven't confirmed one way or the other.
Right.
In my mind, old man Rogers still out there.
Captain America always lives.
You're damn right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going through the school announcements, and they describe what they call the blip, where people disappeared. And then everybody who was left in the real world, they're the one who aged
yes.
the 5 years. And then so, like, there's students who have jumped up. They're in the same grade, but they've jumped up 5 years, and now they're all different, and
uh-huh.
it's a mess, right? But we're moving on to a new phase is what we're doing. So after the announcements, Peter... Sweet Peter is plotting to get some time with MJ and to talk to her. And they are going on a European trip. So he's got it planned. He's going to sit next to her on the plane. He's going to get the dual headphone jack. He's going to get her a necklace of the Black Dahlia. It's her favorite flower because of the murder,
uh-huh.
which I love MJ, by the way. I'm like, I get that.
Yeah.
Ned's not going for it, though, because Ned wants to be bachelors in Europe, baby. They
yep.
love American men.
Ned is the best kind of best friend.
He is.
Yeah.
He's adorable. I like him. But MJ interrupts this. And I love that Ned's like, yeah, Peter's planning on collecting spoons when he's over in Europe. Like a grandma. So next we see Aunt May, who is giving. It's so. Like, I love Marissa Tomei. It's so weird to see a young Aunt May. To me, they're all supposed to be grannies.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's all I knew. That's all I knew before all this.
I mean, that's always how she was portrayed right. in the comics.
Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, I don't hate it at all, but I'm just, every time I'm like, where's her gray hair? Like,
right?
Yeah. It should be in a bun, and she should have a walker. Like, we should be ridiculous.
Like, you're really giving me an aunt thing right now.
Right.
Like,
hmm. Right. So she's giving a... speech at like a banquet for those who were displaced by the blip, like
yes.
and homelessness and
yep.
things.
And in the comics too, Aunt May, after a while, like she worked a lot in those homeless shelters and that kind of became a focus in the comics. So I thought that was cool that they brought that in.
What a good gal.
Yeah.
Sweet gal.
Really is.
And Peter At first I thought it was like a fake Spider-Man, but it's actually Peter Parker dressed as Spider-Man. It's the legit Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And he's so nervous at the mic. It's like, you've saved the world or been part of saving the world. And then he can't speak into the mic. It's super funny. So backstage we get Happy. I'm always happy to see Happy, who is sweet on Aunt May.
Sure is.
I ship it, baby. And he tells Peter that Fury is going to call him and don't ghost him. Do not ghost Nick Fury. So when Peter goes back out to go take pictures with the crowd, they ask all of these serious questions about the aliens. And he's like, do you have any neighborhood questions? And they don't. It's all these big, huge questions. And it's a little overwhelming. And they ask him about taking over for Tony Stark. So it's a lot of pressure. And so he dips out, he gets out of there, which again is just part of, I mean, everybody I talk to about like doing this and talking about Spider-Man and things, every guy is like Spider-Man's my favorite because he didn't want it and it just happened to him and he's got to deal with it. And I'm like, yeah, he's cool.
Yeah,
he's
bro.
Good. But that's real, part of it. It's like, cool. It's overwhelming to him. He didn't want to be a face of anything. He just had this thing happen to him.
Yeah.
You know,
like he said in Civil War, you know, he's like, 6 months ago, I couldn't do any of this. And now I have these powers.
Right.
And when you have these powers and you don't step in, you know, the mm-hmm. bad things that happen can sometimes happen because of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right in the heart.
I'll love Spider-Man. So Nick Fury is calling over a period of time. And
which, by the way, every time his phone rings, it just says unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when's the last time you answered an unknown call?
Never.
Exactly. Like, what? Come on, Nick Fury, be better than that. Mm-hmm. You got to have, like, some sort of special hack. You can get right into the phone, your face pops up. Yo, Spider-Man, it's Nick Fury.
He should be able to do that.
Yeah, that's pretty low rent for Nick Fury.
Mm-hmm. I'll be with you on that one. I'll mm-hmm. get with you on that one. He keeps getting Nick Fury keeps getting ghosted by Peter as he's getting ready for his European trip. He doesn't want to take his Spider-Man suit. He just wants to go and hang out with MJ and just be normal for a while. On the plane while we, oh, wait a minute, hold on. We have to talk about the Peter tingle.
Yes.
Which is so funny. That's what Aunt May calls it. Like his Spidey sense is the Peter tingle.
Uh-huh.
He's having some problems with his Peter tingle and he needs to get it back under control.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have that little exchange, which is cute. Then we get on the plane and Peter wants to sit with MJ, but the plan backfires and he ends up getting stuck with the teacher. Who is the guy that is macking on MJ this entire time? What was his name?
Brad.
Brad. Fucking Brad.
Fuck Brad.
It's always a Brad.
And of course, he was one of the unblipped
uh-huh.
or the undusted. And you know, so he never blipped yeah. back. So he aged. So like when everyone got dusted, old Brad was like 5 years younger. And uh-huh. now he's like all blown up playing basketball and shit.
With the mind of like a young person.
Yeah.
But no, that's right. No, he aged. That's right.
He aged right. He aged right.
Never mind.
Everyone else stayed the same. So, like, you know,
that's right.
Peter, Ned, MJ, they all, you mm-hmm. know, like they woke up one day and this kid was, you know, like 10 years old. And now he's
15.
Now he's 15. And he's like, what the fuck? And now macking on MJ.
Mm-mm. Gets on the plane, the plan backfires, and he ends up getting stuck with the sweet but annoying teacher for 8 fucking hours. This plane ride was a little rough.
I did like when he was scrolling through the in-flight movies, there's a lot of documentaries about the Marvel characters, uh-huh. you know, like it's like, oh, here's the Heart of Wakanda, here's an Iron Man thing, here's this and that. I'm just like, I like the world building
yes.
that they do in this movie, especially after, you know, everyone comes back. What are the logistics of that? What would mm-hmm. go on if for 5 years, 3 billion people are just blinked out of existence and now they're all back?
Right.
And I like that they're already starting to address some of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're on the plane. In the short amount of time we've been on the plane, Ned, who was all about being a bachelor in Europe, gets a girlfriend. What was her name? Betty?
Betty, yeah.
Super cute. They sit next to each other. They find out that they have a lot in common, and now they are officially dating.
Yeah. And that's some shit.
That's how it went for some people.
I mean, yeah. You know? Man, I'm gonna go to Europe. I'm gonna just crush puss left and right. Fucking ain't no one tie me down. Hey, baby, you want to be boyfriend, girlfriend? Yo, what's up? Yeah.
And I'm going to ruin all my plans for you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. This, I will say, was the cutest example I've seen of this. But in real life, it is shit.
In real life, it's shit, but it's adorable because it's Ned. Because
it's Ned. It's fucking
come on,
Ned.
It's Ned.
It's pure. It's pure.
Yep.
So we land, and we're going through security and open up his suitcase, and there is the Spider-Man suit with a note that's like, you almost forgot this. And it's like, who just throws the Spider-Man suit on top of everything else? Do we not tuck that in a crevice somewhere? Do we not put it under the underwear? Like, hide it maybe out of plain view? Could we not do that?
You would think.
You would think, but Aunt May was thinking about Happy or something, and she wasn't paying attention. So they're going to be in Venice, touring the city. They're staying in that sinking motel, which was fantastic. And poor Peter just wants to hang out with MJ. And he goes, though, and gets her necklace. And then we see something is brewing in the water. Mm. Oh, no. And then all of a sudden, bam, a water man arises.
A water man.
Water with a face. And it starts fucking shit up. And guess what? Webs don't help anything. What are you going to web onto with water?
Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And then here comes Jake. Flies in safety.
Yay, Jake.
With his little fishbowl helmet or whatever the fuck he's wearing. I was like, really? Did he have to do that? Did we have to put him in a bowl? Come on.
Can we just see his pretty, pretty face?
Come on. Let me see that scraggle, that scruff on his face.
Looks so good with a beard.
Beautiful face. And Jake is doing fairly well with this water monster. And Peter just wants to help. He puts on that mask because they had something going on. It's like a carnival mask or whatever it is. And he's like, I'm fairly strong and sticky. Let me help. So he starts webbing through the destruction, which was really great shots in this movie of him flying into destruction and grabbing onto things. And they lead the water monster out of the city. And there's that really great shot of him trying to save the bell tower, which was really cool, but it falls. Luckily, the necklace is okay. That's what we worried about in this whole thing of destruction.
Forget the bell tower. Necklace is all
right. Is my girl's necklace okay? And Jake Gyllenhaal saves the day from the water monster, and people are all about this guy on the news. It's like people are like, he's a mix between Iron Man and Thor, and they call him Mysterio because that's their word for mysterious man.
Man of mystery,
right? Which is a great superhero name. I like Mysterio.
Mysterio is, straight out of the comics.
Okay.
And they did Mysterio so many favors in this movie.
Okay, not a great character in the comics?
Kind of shit.
Okay.
Not extremely different, but kind of in the comic books, Mysterio is a failed movie stuntman.
Oh.
Turned villain.
Okay.
But very much uses the illusions and mm-hmm. you know, that kind of shit to get one over on people.
Okay. Well, fascinating.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were going to hit what we were going to hit. So he saves the day. He's being referred to as Mysterio. And then that night, while Peter is in his room,
before we go there, though, we get one of my favorite lines in the movie, and it's also one of my favorite insults. Very popular in the 80s, not so much nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
When Flash is just gushing about, I don't see what everyone's big deal is. Mysterio's not so great. He's no Spider-Man.
Yes.
Like, what's your deal with Spider-Man? Oh, he's great. He's got a dope suit. He looks out for the neighborhood. I fucking love him. And then Peter Parker walks in. He's like, what's up, dickwad? I fucking love that phrase.
Yeah.
And it needs to come back.
Dickwad's great. I like Dickwad.
All right, we're bringing it back.
I'll throw that out every now and then.
Yeah.
It's a rare occasion.
It is. Very mm-hmm. rare. Not mm-hmm. often heard in movies. Not heard in everyday conversation. But when you throw a dickwad at someone.
Gets noticed.
It's like, excuse me?
A what? A wad of what?
Huh. Okay.
All right.
All right, salesman.
Mm-hmm. So then we get Nick Fury that night, who tranks poor Ned right in the neck. And we find out that Nick Fury set up this trip to get Spider-Man to Europe, essentially, because...
Because Nick Fury can do that, but he can't hack into your phone to get...
Also, you know what? To Nick's defense, to Nick Fury's defense, does he need to go through all that shit? You should just answer his fucking phone call. It doesn't fucking matter how he appears.
Also true.
You should just answer the goddamn phone.
Yeah.
We don't need to spend my resources making this technology for you to answer my phone call. Just answer my phone call.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair. It is fair.
Yeah.
So he says he set up the whole trip to get Spider-Man to Venice, and he's like, I used to know everything that was going on, but I've been gone for 5 years and now I don't. And I have no intel, I have no team, and now a high school kid is dodging my phone calls.
Ain't that some shit?
Right? So he tells Peter about the cyclone with a face, and he's going to tell him more, but everybody keeps knocking at the door. We get, I don't remember if MJ's one of them, but we get Ned's girlfriend and a couple people knock at the door. So
one of the teachers shows up.
Yes, yes. So Peter suits up, and they get on a boat to not be bothered. And Nick gives Peter a pair of glasses from Tony Stark. And they're tinted color, and they're very Tony Stark glasses.
Oh, yeah. There's glasses for that he was rocking in Infinity War.
Yes, yes. So with the statement of uneasy is the head that lies the crown, right? So what did he say? He was like, Tony said you wouldn't get it because it's not a Star Wars reference or something. Yeah. It's really funny. So Nick leads Peter to this base that he has, and we meet Mr. Quentin Beck, who is Mysterio, and he is from Earth 833. It's from a different Earth. We have a multiverse. We have now introduced the we're talking about the multiverse now, and
so I actually popped hard for this because that's straight out of the comic books. Like, everything has a different Earth designation. So the Marvel universe that I know and grew up with, mm-hmm, is Earth 616.
Okay.
So when he said, you know, we're in Earth 616, I'm like, fuck yeah, we are. And you could tell in the movie theater who the comic book nerds were and, mm-hmm, who the movie nerds were.
Okay.
Because the comic book nerds went, that's what's up. Put the hands in the air, pointing at the screen. They're doing the Leo DiCaprio pointing. 616.
Yes, I know that.
I know which universe that is. And that's okay. Okay. This opens up a lot. Okay. I don't want to freak out or nothing here because there's still like 2 hours left in this movie. But we just got confirmation of the 616, y'all.
Wait a minute. We got confirmation of the 616? Did that just leave your mouth?
Yeah. That's a phrase that left my 42-year-old mouth.
I got to write that down.
Yeah.
We got confirmation of the 616, y'all.
Hard to believe a woman said I do when a preacher asked if she wanted to marry me.
Jack, I adore you. You're one of my best friends, and I think you're quite an awesome human being. But I do have moments where I'm like,
You are a fucking nerd. Yeah.
Anyway.
The next time you see me do some absolute just gangster baller shit, be like, but yeah, we did get confirmation of the 616.
Oh, I'm going to keep you humble now with that. 616 is going to weigh you down forever.
No, it's not, because I'm very happy with who I am. And I find that shit fascinating.
I don't know. I think I'll say it. I'll find a perfect time to say it, and it might knock you down a peg.
Maybe.
I might get to you just a tad.
Or you might start going to other comic book movies, and when something happens, you're like, wait, now, was he in the 616 universe, or was he in this? I'm like, oh, my, how the mighty have fallen.
If I ever catch it later on in my life, I'm going to be like, oh, fucking shit, that's Earth. That's our Earth, 616. It's been confirmed. Yo, it's been confirmed.
Who the hell is this dweeb?
Yeah, that's exactly how that's going to go down. That's ridiculous. from Mr. Beck, We find out that these monsters are what are called elementals. They're mm-hmm. from the elements, water, earth, wind, and fire. And they're born in black holes, I believe, whatever, and some science. And
there was an interesting, because in the comic books, there's a villain called Hydro Man, which everyone assumed that that water monster was going to be Hydro Man. And there's mm-hmm. even a little blurb when they're all back at the hotel watching TV. And it's like, oh, they're saying on the internet that it's like this dude that fell into like a hydroelectric plant and got these powers and da da da. That was like a little nod to the comic book version.
God, I love these nods.
Yeah.
Marvel does it the best.
I mean, they just confirmed the 616, yo.
Okay. You don't have to put a yo on it. You don't have to like comma yo it, okay?
All right, fine. I'll keep it real dweeby for you.
So, three of them have been destroyed by Beck, and only fire is left. And we got to kill that because that is the strongest one. And it's the one, I don't know if they reveal it here, but that's the one that took Quentin's family. Yeah. He lost his family to that. Peter needs to help, but Peter is also apprehensive. And this is when I texted you the other day.
Yeah.
Because Peter's like a little scared or apprehensive about it. And Nick Fury says, bitch, please, you've been to space. And murdered me. It's just the delivery was perfect. And it was just like, you dumb bitch, you've been in space.
Uh-huh.
You fought Thanos. And now?
And now you're just like, meh.
I don't know if I can do it.
I want to give my girlfriend a necklace. Blah.
I was like, this is valid. This is Nick Fury is very valid.
And he's got a point.
Bitch, please, you've been to space. And I want to throw that out in some weird scenario. Just be like, bitch, please, you've been to Walgreens or something stupid like that.
Or we just go to the Space and Rocket Center. We take the space tour.
Yes.
I'm like, bitch, please, you've been to space.
Bitch, please, you've been to space. I love that we have to take the tour first and then be able to use the thing.
And then I can say it.
And then we can say it.
It says they stamp it on your ticket after you leave.
Right.
Thanks for visiting Space and Rocket Center. Bitch, please, you've been to space.
Space confirmed, yo. They put it right there on your ticket.
Any questions? Yes. Which Earth is this? Is this the 616 that we're in, or is it the 829, 8282A9? Because my friend Jack says, no.
We're on the 616. Can you validate my Earth, please?
Yeah.
Jesus. So stupid. So Peter doesn't want to be found out, so he dips. And then the next day, the group... there was mention of Prague, of going to Prague next, or that this is where a fire guy is going to show up. But he's like, I don't want to be found out. I'm with my class. They're going to know it's me. So that's when he leaves. The next day, we find that the group, the class, has been now rerouted to Prague, which is going to be a constant in this trip. They're just going to be constantly rerouted to something different, right? So Nick Fury's in control. That's where he wanted him to go anyway. So he's hijacked the trip, and that Dimitri that we get introduced to at the base is now the driver, the silent driver. On the bus, Peter puts on Tony Stark's glasses, and in the note, it says, just say Edith, or like, I trust you to, what was the, I can't remember exactly what the letter said, but basically he was going to be the next Tony Stark, or...
Yeah.
I can't remember how it was worded, because that comes into play later in the movie.
Yep. And then the AI in the glasses is called Edith.
Yes.
Which stands for even in death, I'm the hero.
Yes.
Which I thought was great.
That is such the perfect Tony Stark.
Yeah. Even dead, I'm the hero.
Even dead, I'm the hero. So with these, I think it says, I trust you for the next Stark or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway. So he has access to all of Tony's protocols with Edith in the glasses, and, he can access people's phones along with a lot of other stuff, even drones. And so during this, they make a pit stop, and Peter gets called into this room where a blonde chick is there and tells him to undress because she's got him a new suit that's not so noticeable. And during him changing or taking his clothes off, that Brad asshole comes in and takes a photo of him undressing in front of this with his pants down. What a fucking major dick. and he's going to show it to MJ because this guy likes MJ too, and he's noticed that Peter Parker wants to be with her. Just a fucking douchebag. So accidentally, Peter makes him a target on the bus. He makes Brad a target of a drone. And luckily, he's able to destroy the drones, and he's able to go into the phone and delete the photo before MJ can see it.
A lot of power for a kid to have.
That is a lot of power.
A lot of power for anyone to have.
For a short few minutes, too. Just insane.
Yeah, I've got this this new, just ungodly powerful tech, and I've already called in a drone strike on a kid.
And we've got two drones. There's like two. Wasn't there two that he had to.
Was it two or just the one?
Was it just the one? Or maybe it was a second attempt by the drone. I don't remember. But anyway, fucking amazing. That was really good. And I like him pointing, look at the sheep. And then he just jumps on the on top of the bus to destroy the drone.
Yep.
Super cute. So.
And then I love when he comes back in, his hair is all disheveled. He's got the Tony Stark glasses on. And Betty's like, you know, Peter, I know you're thinking that no one notices. Mm-hmm. And maybe you didn't want anyone to say anything, but I really like your style. I like your new style.
I like this your new look.
Yeah, don't you like it, Ned? Yeah, very European, very suave, very sophisticated.
It's super good. So our group makes it to Prague to their upgraded hotel. Very nice. And that night, the plan is to hit the Carnival of Lights. But of course, that changes. And I think it changes later. The fire guy is supposed to show up in a few hours. Fire guy? Fire guy.
Fire guy.
And we've got to stop it here in Prague because it's the strongest one, and we got to keep it away from metal. Apparently, fire guy can eat metal and get stronger and bigger. And if it gets bigger, it'll draw power from the Earth's core, and then it is unstoppable. Do we all have it? Do we have the rules?
That's some of that comic book shit right there.
Some of that comic book. I was like, where did metal get into this? I was like, I don't even want to understand why it's metal it feeds off of, but that's fine. I'll accept it. I'm fine with it. I've accepted a lot so far.
That's what's up.
So Peter is worried about his friends, and Nick Fury is kind of furious.
Look at this quip queen over here.
I came in last minute. That was stupid and last minute. and says, you know what, Peter, you're not ready for all of this, obviously. And this is where my one maybe slightly bitch instinct came in. And I was like, no, he's not ready for it. He's a child. I don't know if it's a motherly instinct. I don't know. But I was just like, leave my baby alone.
He's so adorable.
He's so adorable. And he's a child. And he didn't ask for any of this. And now you just keep asking him to save the world. And I know that it's a responsibility. But can we just lay off my baby boy?
He is a strong, superhuman Spider-Man. But emotionally, he's very weak and fragile.
But what do you want? He's a child.
Don't put this on him.
He's trying hard. You've presented him with a lot. It's overwhelming. Give him time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I was at in this movie right then.
All right. I like it. I like it.
I did put here. I was like, leave that baby alone. So Mysterio goes and gives him a good pep talk and lets him know that it's okay to want a normal life. It's okay. That's, of course you want a normal life. Everybody does. But we have to fight. We should probably fight. So to protect his friends, he sets up a way for them all to be inside for the next few hours. They're going to go to an opera, a 4-hour long opera that is attended by nobody except a couple of old people. They miss out on the Carnival of Lights and they have to be rerouted to the opera. And when they go to the opera, Peter and MJ have a sweet moment where she's going to save him a seat, but he has to leave, obviously, to go fight Fire Monster. Ugh.
Duty calls.
It tore my heart because she wanted him to sit next to her. Mm. She didn't want to sit next to Brad. Fucking Brad.
Fucking Brad.
Little predator Brad.
Like a predator, yeah. Yeah.
So he actually leaves the opera house, and then MJ notices and goes after him. But when she leaves, Ned's girlfriend's like, oh, they're all sneaking out to the carnival. Now we have to leave. So now we have three liabilities. We have three friends out while Fire Monster is supposed to show up. Not good. Not what we wanted to happen.
I wonder if Spider-Man is going to show up.
Ooh, I think he does in his new black tactical suit.
Cool looking.
He's on the lookout. And he says that the suit is good, but it's a little tight around the web shooters. Great. So here comes Fireman, and we start fighting, and it's pretty good. And Ned's girlfriend actually spots Spider-Man. She thinks it's Spider-Man, but Ned's convinced her that it's a knockoff, like a European version named Night Monkey, yeah. Which is fan-fucking-tastic. And I need a movie about Night Monkey. Immediately.
That's also a real good friend covering for
it
you
is.
Like that.
It is. It's Night Monkey.
Yes, no, I'm pretty sure, yeah. That's, mm-hmm. That's Night Monkey. I'm like, yeah, that's legit.
That's good. That's good. And Ned and his girlfriend are actually stuck on the Ferris wheel, which is not good because the Ferris wheel is right there where they're fighting and also made of metal. And Fire Monster wants to eat the metal so that it get bigger so it can drain power from the Earth's core. Do we have the rules? Yes, we have the rules. So Spider-Man eventually tries to save them from the Ferris wheel, but his web actually, it hits onto something that is invisible. You don't see it, but then it bonks into something and actually grabs onto it, and it's flung out into the street near where MJ is at. So there's something mysterious going on near the Ferris wheel. And we start to get some headway with Fire Monster. Mysterio knocks him into scaffolding, though, which is metal. And then he gets bigger. Oh, no.
That's a rookie move.
And fire intensifies. And then Beck intensifies. And he flies into Fire Monster and he blows him up from the inside. And Mysterio lives. Holy shit. He didn't blow up with the monster. He just blew it up.
That's right.
Pretty badass.
I mean,
pretty cool.
That's some hero shit.
Little green particles, I think, went everywhere.
Yeah.
Some hero shit. So he lives, and it's great, but there are also going to be more threats. Of course, there are. So Nick wants Peter to go to Berlin with him. But again, Peter is hesitant. He just wants to be a normal kid on this trip. So he and Mysterio go and get a drink, which he's under 21, but that's okay. He can still sit at the bar anyway and have a drink. And they talk all about it. And I put here in my notes, is Mysterio going to be a bad guy? This was way too easy, but I could be wrong. That was my frame of mind here. Okay. So during this, Peter thinks that he's not the next Stark, but that he's supposed to choose the next Stark. And this was because of the wording in the letter. And he thinks that the next Tony Stark should be Mysterio. So he transfers Edith over to Mysterio.
Which is kind of not the smartest thing ever.
It's not the smartest thing. His intentions were good. His heart was in the good place, but not the smartest thing to do.
Now, and I kind of stepped on it earlier when I was talking about comic book Mysterio. But at this point, you know, before your note, like, were you thinking like, oh, Jake, like, is another good guy that.
Well, I didn't really know how to judge it. I mean, I didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh, he came in and he saved the day. And then it just seemed
fishy.
It just seemed fishy. Like, it just was too easy. It was just too short of a, you know, all of a sudden they're all gone. It's
sure.
Just like, I don't know. So I was like, something sus here.
All right.
I don't really know that I could put my finger on it. Or maybe it was kind of like, I also found it amazing that he jumped in and he blew the Fire Monster up and he was still alive. I thought, oh, that should have. But again, that's, I don't know comic book logic as well, but I was just like, something's not right here.
So because we're creeping up on the reveal, mm-hmm. as they say in wrestling, the heel turn. When the good guy goes bad.
Yeah.
What was your reaction when we got the confirmation? Like, oh shit.
When things started to change in the bar, like after Peter leaves and everything goes back to the illusion is off, I was like, oh shit. He's hot and a bad guy. Yeah.
Which makes him even hotter.
Yeah.
Girls love the bad boy.
I was honestly I was shocked and also excited that I was like, ah, you had a spine, you had a Peter tingle, and it was right. I was like, oh, this is good. This is going to be good.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that I was very happy with the reveal.
Okay.
Because like I said earlier.
Because that's how he was in the comics.
No. Like,
oh.
I mean, he did the illusion stuff, but like we get it revealed now that he was a Stark employee, that he essentially invented the barf technology, mm-hmm. that augmented reality,
right.
That was introduced kind of in Civil War.
Yeah.
And we get a bunch of flashbacks to all that stuff. We see all these players that are like former Stark employees,
right.
that are now like, fuck him, he's dead, we're taking over.
We see them in like the background of all the history that we've seen in the previous movies.
Uh-huh.
And I legitimately, his argument is correct. He's like, I worked on this and he called it barf. Like, fuck that dude.
Yeah.
And it's like, as much as I love Tony Stark, if you put it down into that context, it's like, yeah, kind of fuck that guy. Can you imagine, mm-hmm. creating that and them calling it barf?
Yeah.
Just because he has the power to do it.
Yeah, and when that reveal happened, I'm like, that fits. That's awesome. I really like that. Because like I said, in the comic books, Mysterio is just a loser ex-stuntman from the movies that's like, I'm going to be a fucking bad guy now.
Okay.
And, you know, he has varying degrees of awesomeness in the comic books, but not like this. They did.
Right.
They turned him awesome in this movie.
So is he just kind of more in the comic books? He's not really a bad guy. He's not a major bad guy. He's just like,
he's
just like mischievous more. I'm just going to fuck this up over here.
He would be the bad guy that Spider-Man fights to get to the next big bad
guy.
Got it.
Okay.
So when they announced Mysterio for this movie, I was like, how are they going to make him awesome?
Okay.
Because Mysterio was never really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, right. then they answered my question, and that's how they made him great.
Well, that's the great thing about Marvel. Wasn't that your thing with the Guardians of the Galaxy? They were never really that big of characters,
right.
and then they made them awesome.
Yeah.
They take these and amplify them and make them big players.
Yeah, and also in the comics, you need to realize that for all the villains and heroes that you've seen on screen at this point, there are literally hundreds that you have not seen.
Right.
Like fucking Stiltman.
Stiltman?
Stiltman.
Do you know one of the scariest, weirdest things to me are people on stilts?
Yeah?
I don't like it.
Then Stiltman would terrify you.
He would. He would.
He's a man on some titanium stilts.
That is the big thing at Halloween Horror Nights with me. A lot of people on stilts don't like it.
What's the issue there?
I don't know. It's just odd.
It's off-putting?
It's off-putting, and also I feel like you have to be an odd type of person to say, hey, I want to walk on stilts at events. And it's just all an uneasy feeling.
That's fair.
I think it is fair as well. Stilt Man.
Yeah, there's...
What's his big MO?
There's Stilt Man on the cover of, Daredevil number 8. Fighting old Daredevil.
Is he just a metal man? He looks like Iron Giant.
He's like in a suit. And
with stilts
and the stilts, yeah, makes him taller.
The other part of his body. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. We gotta address
this. You got
this.
Questions?
Okay.
I imagine the stilts are at the bottom of the foot, and then they go.
Yeah, I know how stilts work.
Oh, whoa! Excuse the fuck out of me.
Here's my problem. Here's my issue.
All right.
You make a metal suit. That's what this guy did.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like he did.
Yep.
He made a normal size body.
Yep.
And then gave himself long legs.
Yeah.
If you had the metal to make yourself a suit, why wouldn't you just make yourself a big man? Why wouldn't you make yourself proportionate?
That's a fair question.
Now you got long legs and short arms. What the fuck are we doing here?
That is probably why you have not seen Stiltman in a movie yet.
That doesn't make sense.
No.
Okay.
In the Marvel wiki, his abilities are a competent engineer and inventor, moderately talented.
I would say minimally talented,
yeah.
Not even a competent engineer. If all you thought to do was, you know what, just extend the legs and we're good here.
Yep.
Everybody, we can take an early week. Just extend the legs and then we'll ski dad out. Have a good Friday.
He can't get me if I'm way up here.
Right. Exactly.
He can't punch me in the face if I'm 12 feet ahead of him.
Right. Good kicker, not a good puncher.
Yeah.
What? That one doesn't make sense. That you can't comic book logic me out of that one.
No.
Yeah.
No. Also, going back to Mysterio, his outfit is strikingly comic book accurate. So, I mean, that's...
Oh, okay.
That's what, you know, nice. you commented on the big fishbowl head. It's mm-hmm. like, well, he's always kind of been that.
Okay. I just don't think you should cover a beautiful face, but I understand. I get it.
Right.
I get it.
We gotta protect that secret identity.
Exactly.
No matter how beautiful it is.
That's true. It's true. So yes, the reveal was awesome from the moment it started to change the bar. You see the illusion of the bar to all of these people who used to work with Tony Stark. It's totally believable. It is totally, it was really good.
That was a great reveal.
Makes a lot of sense.
Also, when seeing this in the theater, knowing it was coming, mm-hmm. I'm like, I know this is the bad guy.
Right.
And again, going to the, you can tell who reads comics, who doesn't.
Yeah.
When that reveal happened, just the wave of, huh, what?
Uh-huh.
Seriously? Even my buddy that was with me, he was just like, did you know that was, oh, fuck yeah, you knew that was coming.
Like, yeah, I did.
I was like, yeah.
You felt superior right then, didn't you?
I did.
You felt above everyone else.
I really
else.
Did.
I understand.
Because finally, fuck all you people, you fair-weathered nerds
ooh.
Who gave me shit growing ooh. Up in comics when I was
understandable.
Like, when I was preaching about the 616, when I was talking about the new Mysterio fucking villain turn, when I was talking about all this shit, and everyone was like, fuck you, nerd. No, I'm not going to prom with a nerd. And now it's like, guess what? I want to go to prom with a nerd. Well, it's too late because I can't go to fucking prom because I'm 42. It's like, fuck yeah, I felt superior. You okay? I'm okay.
Yeah. Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah.
That speech didn't sound like a man who was okay.
Realistically, you could have just dropped that sentence. That speech didn't sound like a man. Period.
It sounded like a bitch.
Yeah. Hey, were you reading some fucking Daredevil comics, hunkered down in your closet during a tornado, you fucking bitch.
Preaching about the 616. I can't go to prom now. I'm 42.
It would be very awkward.
It reminded me, I love it. That's your. I'm 42. I can't prom. God. Good Did luck. You go to prom?
Never.
No. Okay.
I never even went to a homecoming. I wasn't like cool homecoming royalty like you over there. You're probably looking down on some of your
that's not true.
Students that were reading comics. You're like, look at that fucking nerd.
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
I know you only had like 16 people that you went to high school with, but did you have anyone that was like very clearly super ultra nerdy?
No. I don't think so. I don't remember. Either that or they were so nerdy I didn't bother with them and I don't remember them now.
Yeah, because you're the bully.
Maybe they shot somebody and or themselves. I don't know.
Damn. you are the bully.
I'm not the bully.
Yep.
I'm not a bully.
Yeah, all this time I thought I was the bad influence. No, and it's you.
No, I don't remember anybody who read comics or anything like that would have been like, you fucking nerd. I don't know. I had a lot of different type of friends, though.
Like at least 16 of them.
At least 16 of them.
That's how many people you went to high school with.
And I loved him being in cahoots with the guy who created the drones in the first Iron Man.
Yep.
Yeah, that was really cool, too. And I put here, oh, my God. So with the tech now and with Edith, Mysterio will be the best hero on Earth. That's what we're going to do. We're going to make people listen to what's going on. You have to be a superhero to get people to listen. Doesn't matter how smart you are. Wasn't that the thing? That was the thing you're supposed to get. Yeah. So
really, really like that that plan. I like that logic. Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely. So meanwhile, the school trip now is over, I believe. Correct? Are we ending the school trip here?
Aren't they going to London?
We're booking flights to London to go. We're going to London so that we can book flights home.
Yep.
That's what we're but we're ending the trip technically out of Prague. But before they go to leave, Peter Parker invites MJ to go out and do something fun. Aw. and it's obvious she likes him.
Just get together
just
already.
Just get together. And I love they're walking over the bridge, and she was like, the bridge was built and people were hanged from the bridge or whatever. Like, she knows all the dark history, all the murder about everything. And I love it so much. And guess what else she knows? She knows that Peter Parker is Spider-Man, because he says, I got to tell you something. And she says that you're Spider-Man. So they go back and forth about it, and he tries to deny it. But then she pulls out this metal thing that has a web built around it. It is that thing that he happened to hit that was invisible and then pulled it out into the street. It's a projector drone. And we put it together that these projectors were used to project the elementals. It was all fake. It's an illusion. And Peter has made a big mistake. God love him, but he's made a big mistake. And so he admits that he's Spider-Man. He's like, I am Spider-Man, and I got to go fix a problem. So that is the end of There's Something Fun. And meanwhile, Quentin is getting familiar with Edith and the technology, and he's going to create a huge Avengers-level threat to get the media coverage. But during all this, like, and the practicing of it is amazing, and him walking around and creating all this shit with the guy who made the drones, like, it was done in such an awesome way. It just looks so cool. But during all this, he finds out that one of the drones is missing, which is evidence of what he's doing. And he's like, it can't be found before I kill Nick Fury. And I'm like, oh, you motherfucker. Damn it.
I don't like you so much anymore.
Like, still like your face, but fuck you. So with the help of Edith, he finds the drone, and he knows that Peter has it or has seen it. And so now he's going to have to go after Peter. Peter, meanwhile, has to tell Nick Fury what's going on. So he heads to Berlin with the drone. Nick picks him up, and they go to a secure location where Peter tells him what's happening. And then after that is done, the room begins to change. It was all an illusion. Oh, fuck. And then a drone comes out of nowhere and just pops Nick Fury. No! Don't play with me like that.
Play with your emotions, didn't they?
Quit playing with me and Nick Fury, okay? I can't take it. We've already been through a lot here, but I just, please stop with Nick Fury. Stop. Leave it.
You leave Huntsville's Nick Fury alone.
That's right, Huntsville, Alabama. What's up? Confirmed, bitch.
Yeah.
256 confirmed, son. That's our area code.
Represent.
So reality is completely changing, like, and we go through this real crazy, trippy.
Oh
my God.
This whole sequence was chef's kiss.
I was like, holy shit, I've got to rewind this and watch it again. Like, everything changed, and you just hear Mysterio's voiceover talking to him, and it's like, what's real, what's not? And he's like changing in his suits, and Mysterio like controls the truth, and you're a scared kid, and like just really downs him. And he even projects like Iron Man coming up out of his grave.
Yeah.
Like, that was a crazy visual.
This whole sequence was truly something out of what they've done in the comics.
Okay, I was going to ask.
They've done it in video games. They've done it in the cartoons. Like, when Mysterio starts warping reality, this is what it looks like, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
They're, you know, like I said, there's Spider-Man video games where Mysterio's in the villain role, and he'll, you know, fuck with reality like that. So to see something that we've seen in all these other forms, then to see that on a big screen in a massive major motion picture, like, this is fucking cool.
Yeah, I bet.
And done so well.
Yeah. It's really fucking trippy. And then, like, at one point he has him in like a snow globe or whatever, you know, like, it's just crazy. And then, bam, in the middle of this, out of nowhere, Nick comes in and shoots fucking Mysterio, right? And you're like, oh shit, thank God. And then Nick asks Peter Parker. I'm like, oh shit, this is not good. He was like, who did you tell? And He tells him, well, I told MJ and or Ned, and possibly Ned's girlfriend knows about what's going on. And then you find out that that is an illusion, too. It looks so real. Damn. Just looks so real. And then it was an illusion. So now Ned, Betty, and MJ are going to die. And I love the shots of, like, because as we keep going, kind of reveal more of what's real versus what's not, and how Quentin is walking along in real life with the projector drones around him was an awesome shot.
Yeah, wasn't it,
though? It was so cool. And he leads Peter onto the train tracks, and then reality hits, and Peter realizes where he's at, and he gets hit by a fucking train in real life.
Damn.
That was fucking gnarly.
That was, yup.
When you see Mysterio walking along and just that shit around him, and what's, oh man, that's, it was really fucking cool.
Great sequence. Loved
it. Great sequence. So now Quentin accesses Peter's class files, and he's like, I need them all to fly out of London. That's what it was. They were all leaving. And then it's like, now they have to fly out of London, because that's where he's planning that Avenger type event that he was talking about earlier. So, the kids are going to be rerouted to London. Peter wakes up, and, he's alive and well. He got into the train. He fell asleep on the train, and now he's in the Netherlands. I don't know how long he's traveled, how far he's traveled.
I don't understand geography.
I don't know geography. You get me. I can tell you where most of the states are, I think, if I really thought about it. But you put me in other countries, I don't know where the fuck I'm at. Yeah. I don't know what's what.
I need the overhead shot of like the map with the plane flying from like location A to location. I'm like, oh, okay, now I have a frame of reference.
Yep, I get it. And I also wish the world looked like maps, you know, with the names of the countries in them. Like, that's how it should look. So he's in the Netherlands, and he has to call Happy to get a ride. He can't call any of his classmates because their phones are being tracked. So he calls Happy to get a ride. And he comes in with that, what was it, hovercraft? Is that what they're called?
Quinjet.
Quinjet, that thing. Still learning.
Still hovers.
And yeah, and we get this awesome scene with just Peter and Happy in the Quinjet, and Peter is upset about messing up, and he kind of yells, and he's like, so sweet. He's like, I apologize, I shouldn't yell. And he just misses Tony Stark. That got me. I got some tears in this scene. And he's like, I can't live up to him. And really, it's Happy, because Happy is like, you know, Tony was my best friend. He was the most awesome guy. But he said Tony Stark couldn't even live up to Tony Stark.
Yeah, he was a mess.
He was a mess. He was my best friend, but he was a mess. And he second guessed everything. But the one thing he didn't second guess was picking you. And I was like, damn it.
I'm done. I'm out.
I'm out. Your girl is out. And he says, so what are you going to do? I'm like, that is just so perfect. Yeah. It was so perfect. And he's going to kick his ass. And Happy's like, no, I mean, right now, like, we've been hovering over a tulip field for like 15 minutes. So he gets Happy's phone. He finds out where his class is going thanks to social media and Flash, I think it was. It's like, we're going to London, mate.
I also love when he's like, Happy, what's your password? No. What's your actual password? He's like, no, it's just the word password spelled. He's like, you're the head of Stark Security and your password is password?
What was it? Happy said, he goes, I don't feel good about it.
I don't feel good about it. Fucking like, John Favreau, oh, man. That dude is so good.
I love that. I don't feel good about it. It's like, well, you did it. You've kept it. You don't feel good about it, but you've not changed it. I'm like, how many times have I done that in my life where it's like, right? You did this to yourself, you dumb bitch, but
Happy Hogan is all of us.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. He's the real man. He's the real deal.
I love the shot when, because, you know, Peter says, I need a new suit. He's like, oh, I gotcha.
Uh-huh.
And press the button, big hole compartment opens up, and he starts going to work. He's pulling up all that hologram stuff. You know where I'm going with
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you talking about when Back in Black plays?
Well,
I thought that was a great nod to the first film.
Like, I love that, but like, I just love the shot when Happy just stops for a minute.
And he's looking at him.
Yeah.
Because it's like Tony.
Yeah. And he's like, what? And he's, nothing. I was like, oh.
That was so pure.
Yeah.
Hashtag pure. That's the word of the day.
Yep.
Today's episode brought to you by the letter P for pure.
And then, yes, and then the Back in Black,
yeah.
To which Peter responds. I love Led Zeppelin.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That, his face watching Peter Parker, you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. God, that was so good. Because he starts building a Spider-Man suit. He's like, I need this technology. I want to do this. And he starts piecing it all together with that hologram computer, whatever the fuck it is. Yeah. Oh, my God. So good. So they fly out of the tulip field and on to London. In London, thank God, we have to talk about, we put that douchebag Brad in his place about taking photos of people in bathrooms.
Yep.
Because he's like, I have a picture of him with his pants down in Europe. And it's like, you should really stop doing that.
Right.
So while they're in London, they're going to take a city tour. And we get him on a double-decker bus with a driver who is in cahoots with Mysterio.
Because, yeah, you got to remember, he's got a whole team. It's not just him, which also Mysterio always worked alone for the most part. I mean, he was a member of the Sinister Six, you know, like with Doc Ock, Green Goblin and stuff.
Okay.
But he didn't have a whole squad with him, which I thought was another interesting addition.
Okay.
To the Quentin Beck villain role. I really dug it.
Nice. So the show begins and the kids are in the kill zone where they're going to die. When the storm, the big event, starts a-brewing. It's like, cue the lightning, and lightning's happening in what looks like to be real life, right?
I also like the line when this starts to happen, and Ned and MJ are standing on top of the bus, and MJ's kind of freaking out, and Ned's just standing there with shades, and he's like, you need to understand something. You're an FOH now. You're an FOS now. You're a friend of Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
Just stay calm. He's going to take care of everything. I was like, that's so fucking awesome.
That's fantastic.
There's Ned just being the best friend again.
He was also like, you know, I was the first, you know, like to find out. Maybe that was earlier when he found out. It was like, I was the first to find out. I've known longer. But yeah, super cute.
They're also like that whole like Ned, MJ, Peter, like those real actors. They're at this point now all best friends in real life. So to watch them on, like, they've been
doing. And they're dating in real life.
Yeah, Zendaya and Tom Holland are dating. But they'll go, all three of them now will go out, or they did press for the new Spider-Man movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they're best friends. They're all the best. There's even a video I've seen floating around where it's Ned, the actor that plays Ned, in a pool with one of those basketball hoops set up at the pool. Have you seen that one?
Yes.
And he's like, he no-looks it and shoots and completely misses.
Right.
But then everyone's like, yeah! And they all swarm him. And then the camera pans around and there's Tom Holland running the camera. He's like, yeah, my boy made it! I was like, man, that is fucking best friend goals to the next level.
It makes me so happy to know that. Like, it's great to see it on screen, but when you know that they like each other and they're friends in real life, there's just something about it that's like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I think a part of that, too, comes through more on screen.
Yeah, the chemistry is better. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So Happy sends a code to Nick Fury that he and Peter are on their way. I can't remember what it was. Something about a surfboard?
Yeah, Peter said you had your surfboard, but I was like, all right, Nick Fury's not a surfer. I said, well, appearances can be deceiving.
So he gets the code. So the plan is for Spider-Man, it's all an illusion, right? So he just has to get on the inside of the illusion and take it down and face the man. That's the plan that we have. Even though all this crazy destruction is going on, it's not real.
And he has an inside scoop because he's got this, I don't know, it's kind of like a sixth sense that he has. Oh, you mean your Peter tingle.
The Peter tingle. The Peter tingle better be working today, son, because we need that tingle back.
Mm-hmm.
So we work to get that Peter Tingle back online. Meanwhile, in London, the elementals are after the kids. They are destroying London, earth, fire, on water. And now they've like, what was it? They've joined forces like the Power Rangers.
No. You mean Voltron. Who? Like,
who?
Bitch, you know who Voltron is.
That is literally me and you.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Yeah.
I would be the Power Rangers. It's like Power Rangers.
Yeah, there's that. That's what that 10-year age gap will do. Like,
that's exactly what that is.
Yeah. I'm like, no. Voltron's way better.
You're fucking fooling, dude. Power Rangers.
There's this old internet cartoon series called Red versus Blue.
Okay.
And it's basically people took in-game footage from the video game Halo.
Oh.
And they just turned it into its own kind of comedy series.
Oh, okay.
This was like in the early days of, they called it Machinima, where they would, you know, they would make movies and stuff out of video games. So they'd basically just have a bunch of friends go into a lobby, and then they would act out like what they wanted to do within the game, and then they'd add their own dialogue, right?
Okay.
And in this, it had one of the best lines ever. It was, dude, chicks are like hooking up with chicks are like Voltron. The more you hook up, the cooler it gets.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Nicely done.
So every time I hear the name Voltron, which is a series that I love. I like I love the old 80s ones. I like the new ones that came out on Netflix. But every time I hear Voltron, I think of that line.
That's pretty damn good.
We even broke that out in real life a few times.
Of course you have. I was waiting for you to get there. I figured you did.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Great.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I have no originality. I just regurgitate funny movie quotes and shit.
I get it. I know.
Even on my New Year's Eve post this year, I put something about how 2021 can kiss my sister's black cat's ass. And I
missed that one.
I have one friend that knows what that quote is from, and it's from The Wild Bunch.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Oh, it's a good one.
Is it on the list?
It's on the list.
Okay, good.
It's fucking on the list.
It's on the list.
Yeah, that's a great line that I'll break out, not every day, but like once in a while. And like, I've got one friend that can pick it. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is just like, huh? Mm-hmm. I was like, never seen The Wild Bunch.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
You non-knowing bitch.
Very judgmental for someone who has not seen.
I was saying that was you to those people.
Oh, I got
you. It was like, fuck you. You don't know shit. Like you just were with me. Like, I don't know shit.
Like I am.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Spider-Man?
Spider-Man. Uh-oh. Baby's getting in a corner.
You fucker. Better hunker down in the closet.
With your bitch ass dog.
Talking about the 616.
Oh, God.
Can't believe a woman has let you see her naked.
God. So Mysterio, of course, looks like he's fighting the elementals, and also thinks that he's fooling Nick Fury, but Nick Fury knows what's up, right? And I'm just like, oh, you fucking asshat. Like, fuck you.
I like when, there's a scene in which Mysterio, you know, he's communicating back and forth with Fury. And there's a scene where Fury's like, what's going on there, Beck? I need a report. And then there's someone in Mysterio's team feeding him lines. He's basically like his script writer. Mm-hmm. And he gives him this, I don't know where this energy is coming from. They're pulling power from this and that and the other. Gives him this big like comic book logic bullshit.
Uh-huh.
And then it cuts back to Nick Fury. Ain't that some bullshit?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So good. And he's more dramatic and pompous with his lines, like his delivery of his lines now. Like now he's like, I don't know where the, you know. Then Spidey literally drops in. He gets flown up above high, and then he can fucking fly now because he's got little webs in his pits. It's amazing. And he flies right into the projection, which is super fucking cool. So he flies into the drones, right, that are projecting this reality. And he starts to web them up to each other to get them out of formation. So it's causing glitches into the projection. And then he can also shoot electricity. So he sends an electrical impulse through the webs to destroy a lot of the drones. And then when that happens, it reveals a drone that Hill fucking annihilates that's about to shoot Nick Fury. It's been on Nick Fury this entire time. And you couldn't see it before. And then she just takes it out. And I'm like,
great shot.
Get it, gal. Mm-hmm. I was like, get it, girl. Meanwhile, Peter, of course, finds Quentin, and the drones start attacking him, and he gets hurt falling. He falls a great distance out of the sky. But the illusion is like it's glitchy, right? So he stops the illusion altogether, and Happy is there to rescue the kids, but he notices Happy's ship and destroys it. And he tries to Happy then is like, we need to go to the Queen's vault. It's got walls 8 inch thick. But the drones are hot on their tail. Luckily, we go into a room with medieval armor so we can attack those fucking drones.
Shit, yeah.
Right?
I like
and when- I love when Happy grabs a shield. Right? Yes. Is that not great? And he dramatically throws it. And the shot of that not even getting anywhere near the drone and it just falling. And he's like, how does Captain America do this? How does Cap do that?
he's a peak performance physical specimen.
So funny. He's goddamn- like Happy's adorable, but he's not peak performance.
No, he's not. In any way. Level.
So he gets the kids into the vault though. And meanwhile, while this is going on and then now they're lasering, trying to get into this vault. Then we hop over to Spider-Man who is having a hard time with these drones. I mean, now they not only project, but they are programmed to also kill, to shoot and annihilate. Right. So, then he starts to swing, which I thought was awesome. He's swinging on these drones in the sky and like dodging bullets and fire. And he's going from like bridge to bridge. Like it was amazing.
In a scene like this, I think to myself, and I know you've been on this experience as well. Mm-hmm. This needs to be like the updated version of the Spider-Man ride at Universal. Because that shit was cool.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool falling from that building, though.
It sure is.
It is. But, yes, to be going for swinging in the air like that, holy shit. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I can only imagine the types of rides and experiences mm-hmm. we're going to get once Disney has control over all that shit at their parks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Son of a bitch. But yeah, it's really fucking cool. And he's finally able, like he's been swinging, right? So he's kind of got them all connected and he's able to crash a bunch of them down. But now his webs aren't working.
Ooh.
Remember, we were a little tight around the webs and now we're not working. So I love that he grabs a sign as a shield, and he bombs a bunch of drones to get to Quentin. But I like him with the shield. I'm like, good for you. Anytime anybody holds up a shield, I'm like, get it.
Yep, get it. I like it.
So, so he gets to Quentin, and then Quentin creates this illusion of because they're in like this long like a walkway that goes over the bridge or down the bridge, and Quentin then makes it. Basically, like he blacks out. He just makes him in pure darkness. That's the illusion now, is that Spider-Man is in pure darkness. And he was looking at Quentin and drones before it all went dark. And so now we've got to use the Peter Tingle. And it fucking works.
Yeah,
and he just starts going down this hallway and he is able to sense where the drones are. And he is just taking them out one by one and hopping along them. And it looked really fucking rad.
Mm-hmm.
And then in all this, Quentin ends up struck by his own drone. He's in the firing range and it backfires on him and he gets shot. And Quentin is sitting there on the ground and he's wounded. And Peter's like, I trusted you and you betrayed me. While he's having this, all of a sudden, Peter Parker reaches back and he grabs the arm of the real Quentin, because the injured Quentin was an illusion, and he's able to grab his hand, which shot off a gun, but he's able he felt it and he stopped it.
Damn.
Son of a bitch. That was great.
Wasn't it though?
It was so fast. So fast. Peter gets Edith back and he cancels all the drones and he sends them back. And the real Quentin now dies. And he says, people will believe anything. And I'm like, oh, shit. I know where this is going. I know where this is going. Because a new projection was downloaded, or it loaded somewhere. Anyways, it's on a disk now or on a drive. And I'm like, oh, no, this is not going to do well.
Where did you think it was going? Did it go where?
Yes, it went exactly where I thought it was going to go.
Okay.
But that probably is because of, I have unfortunately seen some previews for the new Spider-Man, the brand new one that just came out. And I know he's not particularly for, I try to turn away, but it's like, I know he's in a bit of PR trouble.
Okay.
So I figured that probably helped me along of where this was going to go. So, after that, MJ and Peter, they unite on the bridge and the necklace is broken. But that's okay. Because MJ's like, I like it better broken. And she kisses him.
Aww.
And they really like each other. And it's so cute. And they really like each other in real life. And it's adorable. And so that happens on the bridge. And I love Happy and Fury meeting. And he's like, Nick Fury's like, I need to talk to Peter Parker. And Happy's like, Peter will call you.
He'll call you.
I was like, that is so cute.
Getting a bit aggressive with Nick Fury.
Poor old Nick. He's gotten knocked down a few pegs.
Man.
Real sad. So then MJ and Peter are at the airport and they're holding hands.
Aw.
Aw, fuck you, Brad. And then we find out that Ned and Betty broke up. No!
I mean, it's probably for the best.
Probably so. He's like, sometimes, you know, you're just with somebody for a period of time or whatever. They're still adorable.
Yeah.
I would hate them in real life, but in the movie, I adore them. So, let's see. Peter confronts Happy. It then switches gears. We get back to the States, and Peter confronts Happy and May about whether or not they're dating. And they both have very different answers on the subject. Oh,
I felt bad for Happy.
I felt really bad for Happy.
Because he's like, yeah, we're dating. And Mary's like, no. Aunt May's like, yeah, it's just a fling, like a summer thing.
At first I thought, I was like, oh, she's trying to cover. I don't think she was trying to cover.
Uh-uh.
It hurt my feelings. Because earlier when they're in the vault and they all think they're going to die, the kids start confessing. And then Happy's like, I'm in love with Aunt May. I'm in love with May.
Spider-Man's aunt.
Yeah, I'm in love with Spider-Man's aunt. So yeah, then they start to go back and forth. So Peter's like, I'm out. And he goes and he has a date with MJ, which is him swinging her through the city. Now she's screaming bloody murder and I get it, but holy shit, what a first date.
Right?
Is that not a jam?
Yeah.
It's like, you're Spider-Man. He's not going to drop you.
He's also not going to dinner in a movie. Yeah.
No.
Like, I'm fucking Spider-Man.
I'm gonna swing you through this motherfucking city.
I'm going to give you some views you ain't never going to see.
Confirmed.
Mm-hmm. Fuck you. You snarky bitch.
It's super cute. And then that is the end of the movie. But wait.
There's more.
We get a post-cred. And Spider-Man and MJ, they land. And then all of a sudden on a screen outside of a building, breaking news hits. And I was like, oh shit, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. And it is a video. It's the illusion that downloaded. It's a video of Spider-Man attacking Mysterio and London.
As introduced by motherfucking J. Jonah Jameson.
I was like, released by the Daily Bugle and J. Jonah Jameson. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that's my J. Jonah.
Uh-huh.
That's my J. Jonah.
Uh-huh.
That was fucking amazing. And then it ends with Mysterio revealing the name of Spider-Man as Peter Parker and puts his face up on the screen. Now everybody knows who Spider-Man is and that it's Peter Parker.
And the video was altered to make it look like Spider-Man did that shit. Like,
yes, exactly.
Swooped in with the drones and killed Mysterio.
Because everybody viewed Mysterio as this huge hero.
Mm-hmm.
And even when he died, that was what everybody took, that Mysterio was a hero that died and nobody bothered to change the narrative, I guess. And then this video comes out of Spider-Man killing Mysterio.
They'll believe what I tell them
to. They'll believe anything.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause humans are stupid.
Yeah.
God damn it.
And then this one ends much like the first one ended. Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. And I put here on my notes, my sweet boy.
Oh.
Then We get a second post cred.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. I know to look out for them now.
I'm so happy.
I got messed up that first time we encountered a two-parter. I've never done it again. I've never made that mistake again.
That's what I'm saying. I almost texted you, like, make sure you stick around for both of them.
Mm-hmm. Nope. I got it now. I just click through until the literal end of the whatever. Second post cred. Nick Fury is driving with Maria Hill.
Yep.
Maria Hill. And then it's revealed that it is not them. It's Talos?
Skrulls.
Bucket Skrulls. I put the Kree, but that's right. It's the Skrulls. They're the Skrulls. They're the shapeshifter ones from Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And they are acting like Nick Fury and Maria Hill. And they have been that whole time, right? Because they were talking about, we need to get probably Nick Fury back here. They call him and it looks like he's on a fucking beach somewhere, lounging like a motherfucker. And I'm like, okay, I get it. The guy deserves vacation. But then they're like, you know what? You probably need to come back. Got a lot going on. So Nick Fury ends the call. The screen goes away. It's just a screen. It's not really a beach. And he is on, I'm guessing, a scroll spaceship.
Bitch, Nick Fury's in space.
He's in fucking space. He's on a spaceship somewhere. And then that is the end of it. And he's like, who's got my shoes? Because he's barefoot. And then that's the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. And then that's it.
And then that's it. Yeah.
That's it. Fucking fantastic.
There it was.
What the fuck is brewing up in space? What's going on up in space?
We will probably find out in the Disney Plus series Secret Invasion.
Oh, shit. There's another one coming out?
Oh, yeah.
I am very much behind.
You are.
I didn't even finish WandaVision yet, and I fucking loved what I watched of WandaVision. Haven't finished it yet. Therefore, haven't moved on. Now I don't remember the order I'm supposed to watch things in.
So we got WandaVision.
I'm writing this down.
Okay.
Wanda. Got it.
And then it was Falcon Winter Soldier.
Then Loki.
Then Black Widow.
Uh-huh.
And then Shang-Chi.
I don't know how to spell that. I'll know what.
And then it was Eternals.
You've had a lot of disdain for that one.
I did not like it. Was not a fan. Mm-hmm. And then Hawkeye, which just wrapped up, which was fucking incredible.
Good. Good. I want good things for Hawkeye.
I've wrestled with it. I've thought about it. And I have to say, of all the Disney Plus series, Hawkeye is hands down my favorite.
No shit. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep.
Okay.
I love everything about it.
Wow. I want that for Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting that divorce with that bitch wife who says he's like an abuser. I just don't see it. She might very well be. She might be telling the truth. I don't believe it, though.
Yeah.
I think she's a whore.
Yup. Yeah.
I refuse to believe it about Johnny Depp, and I refuse to believe it about Jeremy Renner. I think Jerry Renner's a good guy.
Yep,
I think he's a good dad. I don't even know where I'm basing that information on. I have no proof. I just have my thoughts. I have my Peter Tingle, and that's what my Peter Tingle tells me.
Yeah. Man made an excellent Hawkeye, has an amazing singing voice.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Surprisingly.
No shit.
Yeah.
Well, now I like him even more.
Yep. Yeah. We'll have to...
I'm in for Jeremy Renner. I defend Jeremy Renner.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Add him to the good guys list.
Yep. Adding him. I really hope it doesn't come out that all this shit's true, because we're going to have to redact all of this.
They've not fired him, because I thought, oh, great, they'll fire him. They've not fired him. They gave him a TV show.
I think Disney has learned their lesson from that.
Most likely.
Because they were very quick to react with James Gunn with that whole situation.
Yes.
And now he's
back.
That
backfired.
Yeah.
Can we give Johnny Depp back something?
Right. Because, I mean,
Amber Heard.
It's been pretty well established that she's off her rocker and, like, full of shit. And she still gets to be an Aquaman, too. Which, granted, is probably a punishment for everything that she's done, because that first Aquaman was a piece of shit.
I'm going to be honest with you. I figured I wouldn't care for it, because I don't think I've liked a DC movie yet that I've watched. I know I haven't watched many. But I was like, I'll go look at it to see Jason Momoa wet.
Right.
Fucking yeah, I will. Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to do that, because I don't even want to support Amber Heard in any way.
That's what's
up. So I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
Because I have my integrity.
That's what's up.
I have my integrity.
Yep. And without that, I mean, who are you?
Who are you if you don't have integrity?
Probably just some dickhead that hosts this podcast.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. You fucker. Spider-Man Far From Home, what would you give it?
I am going to give it a 4.25.
All right. Mm-hmm. I give it 4 Peter Tingles out of 5.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a lot of Peter Tingles.
That's a tingly Peter.
That's a There it was. Took us an hour and a half, but we got there.
Hey, you know what we did. So you are almost ready, Leanne.
Ooh.
To watch the new Spider-Man movie.
I know.
A movie that in 2 weeks has made $1 billion.
It has. Isn't it like the biggest one of the pandemic so far? Yeah,
by a lot. By a lot.
Good.
Which is good.
I want that for Tom.
Want that for Tom. Want it for the MCU. Because I think this has been, after Endgame, I think we've had a rebuilding phase, you know, introducing mm-hmm. some new characters. We, of course, had a pandemic to deal with.
Right.
I think they needed this very strong, defiant W.
Mm-hmm.
And no spoilers. Great movie.
Okay.
It is so good.
You've been excited about it.
Like, I was very excited about it. Jimbo, our buddy who we work with. Huge Spider-Man fan. He was actually texting me last night. He went to go see the movie.
Uh-huh.
Fucking gushing about it.
Okay.
Like, can't wait for you to see it. I think, now normally we don't watch movies together.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we can find some time, we need to go see this one together in the theater.
Okay. I'm down for it.
You win?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. I'm almost there.
But before we get you there,
mm-hmm.
today we watched a good Spider-Man movie.
Yes.
In the very near future, in the next week or so, we'll watch another very good Spider-Man movie mm-hmm. on Thursday.
Yes. In just a couple days.
In just a couple days. Another episode of Huntsville Home Video.
Boom!
Where we will be talking about the best Spider-Man movie.
That's some pretty big words there.
You know what? I will defend them. I'm looking forward to defending them because I have a feeling that you're going to have some questions, that you're going to have some perplexing inquiries, that you're going to have some head scratchers, because this is going to be the most comic booky movie that you've watched out of all the comic book movies that you've watched.
All right.
But Into the Spider-Verse, hands down, not only I think the best Spider-Man movie, there is a scene in this movie that I have in my personal top 5 scenes in all of movie history.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I love this movie.
I have heard only amazing things about this movie when it came out.
And spectacular things.
Yes.
And astonishing things.
And astonishing things. That
Those are
is,
all Spider-Man titles of the comic books, by the way.
That's confirmed.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
They're all 616 books. All in the 616.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. I just need a couple deep breaths here, and then we'll move along. Okay, I'm mentally ready.
Okay. All right.
All right. This is my new world that I live in.
It is. Mm-hmm. 2022, baby. We doing it.
This is how we're living on the 616 today.
Uh-huh.
Got it. Okay. All right.
So Thursday, you in for Into the Spider-Verse?
I better be.
You better be.
Yeah.
So we'll be back on Thursday. Another new thrilling episode. True believers, make sure you are here for it.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're on that TikTok too. I'm glad you mentioned we're on that TikTok. Where mm-hmm. can they find those social media handles?
At HSV Home Video.
Fire them all up. Give them a like while you're doing that. Also do the same for Underboss Photography. Underboss _ Photography. Proud show partner here at Huntsville Home Video. You were just at the Seven Dust concert with Michael.
Yeah, we hung out because you were a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we were concert buddies yesterday.
Oh.
Could have been the three of us, but now you dipped out like a bitch.
Yep.
It's okay.
I sure did.
It's okay. I had a great time. I don't know how it would have been if you were there. So. Boom. Roasted.
Yeah. Yep. Stick a fork in me. I am done.
Done.
Ouch.
That's how we do it on the 616.
Well, I'm going to go be a nerd. Yeah. I'm going to go nerd cry over in the corner. We'll be back Thursday. We'll be talking about Into the Spider-Verse. I'm real curious to see how this one's going to go.
Okay.
I'm real curious. So we'll find out Thursday. Back for another episode of Huntsville Home Video. Until then, be kind and rewind. 616, baby!